The Homeless Emergency Providers Association and other advocates for the homeless gathered Thursday at City Hall just ahead of Mother's Day for homeless families in San Francisco. Homeless people and advocacy groups that work with them are demanding that the city use the pandemic-era federal and state community-based workforce funds to connect struggling San Franciscans with services like housing and other services. Miguel Carrera is an organizer at the Coalition of Homelessness. He says the city's budget should allocate more money to prevent homelessness.
We know for sure the city of San Francisco have a $14 billion budget, and it's a huge budget, and the mayor needs to think about it, that part of this budget had to be allocate funding for housing, for shelter, for services, and prevention.
With almost 7,700 homeless people in San Francisco in 2022, the city ranks high among U.S. cities in its number of homeless residents. More than 2,700 homeless San Francisco residents are women, and some of them are pregnant or have children. According to the National Network to End Domestic Violence, more than 90% of unhoused women were victims of physical or sexual abuse at some point in their lives. Homeless advocates are demanding the city provide subsidies for homeless women and families, especially those fleeing domestic violence and emergency hotel vouchers, to help quickly get families off the street. Jan Fenley is a new immigrant and a member of SRO, Families United Collaborative. It's an organization that educates and advocates for families living in single-room occupancy units. She said she experienced homelessness with her son.
I know many mothers and daughters who are like me, staying resilient in poor living conditions every day. Due to today's Mother's Day action, I am urging the mayor and the Board of Supervisors to honor our budget request. Please give all homeless families, which include SO families, a chance to move into affordable housing and improve their living conditions.
San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston said he supports the demands.
Although I know we are here not to hear from politicians and political speeches, but for you all to make your demands heard in this building and to make sure that we pass a budget here in San Francisco that lives up to the idea that housing is a human right.
Homeless families and supporters met with the members of the Board of Supervisors to submit their demands. For KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Gilles Martel.